Carter Page, the investment banker and former foreign policy advisor to Donald Trump, has responded to today's Washington Post report that the FBI obtained a warrant to investigate whether Page was actually an agent for Russia. Page said he finds the report very encouraging because it shows he's a scapegoat. Carter Page goes on to compare himself to Martin Luther King, who was also investigated by federal officials. The Washington Post reports that the FBI went to a FISA court and obtained a FISA warrant to monitor the communication of Page, a U.S. citizen. Josh Meyer is a senior investigative reporter for Politico. Josh, we should say there have been no charges, although the Post is reporting the FISA warrant was renewed. You spoke with Carter Page last night when this report came out. Tell us more about what he said.
Well, Robin, he does say that he welcomes the investigation and the FISA warrant. He says that it will prove that he's the victim of some sort of political scapegoating and that it's very encouraging because there had been prior reports about this, but he was so happy to hear that further confirmation is now being revealed, confirmation that is that he's being the victim of a political investigation.
And as you write, we know that FBI Director James Comey and others have gone out of their way to tell people that it's very difficult to get a FISA warrant. There's layers of requests and requirement that people have to go through. Comey feels it's impervious to politics.
Right. It is. I mean, what Page said specifically is that it, quote, shows how low the Clinton-Obama regime went to destroy our democracy and suppress dissidents who did not fully support their failed foreign policy. But, you know, any expert about FISA knows that it is one of the most locked down systems in the federal government in terms of really needing a tremendous amount of just cause and evidence in order to get the warrant. As Comey noted in his congressional testimony, most of the FISA warrant applications are as thick as his wrist. So it's a tremendous amount of information. And it does really require them to show probable cause that somebody is an agent of a foreign power or that they're knowingly aiding or abetting a person who is engaged in those kinds of conduct.
This very much changes the narrative so far. It was the Trump administration that first came out and claimed that they were being wiretapped by President Obama. And then we saw that intelligence release that actually showed that, in fact, they were just swept up in normal intelligence gathering. They were part of communications maybe with, you know, Russian officials maybe, but not directly targeted. This would be a direct target. Tell us more about Carter Page and why he might be targeted by the FBI.
You know, Carter Page is one of a handful of Trump associates that did have very significant ties with the Russians. I mean, he lived in Russia for several years, about 15 years ago. He routinely boasts about his connections with very high-level Russian authorities and other people in the energy consulting business. He's made several trips there. He's also spoken very, very critically of the U.S. government and its policy and in favor of Russia. So there's a lot of smoke there and a lot of things that the feds are investigating.
Well, the Washington Post reports that 3 years before Page was an advisor to the Trump campaign, he did come to the attention of FBI counterintelligence agents because of Russian spy suspects who had sought to use Page as a source for information. There were, in one case, a Russian posing as a diplomat. He was later charged by federal prosecutors with acting as an unregistered agent, was captured on a tape in 2013 talking about Page. So there are these puzzle parts, but Page himself has been very inarticulate in responding to questions about whether or not he's spoken with Russians. Let's listen to an exchange with Chris Hayes.
You told one reporter I had no meetings with the Russians. Now you're telling me I had no meetings with the Russians about the things they were talking about. I'm just trying to get a straight answer. Like, did you meet Sergei Kislyak in Cleveland? Did you talk to him?
I'm not going to deny that I talked with him.
Although so you did talk to him.
I will say that I never met him anywhere outside of Cleveland. Let's just say that much.
The only time that you met him was in Cleveland.
I may have met him, possibly, might have been in Cleveland.
So, Josh Meyer, tell us more about what Carter Page has said to you about his interactions with Russians.
Well, you know, it's sort of like trying to put your finger in mercury. Whenever you really try to sort of get any traction there, it sort of moves around on you. I mean, I think his answers have been very evasive. He's never actually answered the specific questions of who he's spoken to and what those conversations entailed. We wrote a story a few weeks ago about how he did meet at least once with the Russian ambassador during the Republican convention last summer. He's made several trips to Russia. He denied in conversations with me that he met with Igor Sechin, who is a top Putin aide and the head of Rosneft, which is the Russian state-owned oil company. And he's also been sanctioned by the U.S. government, which makes it illegal to talk to him. And Page denied meeting with Sechin, but he did not he would not comment on whether he has met with other sanctioned individuals in past years. So his denials are very sort of incomplete.
Yeah. We'll see how this proceeds. Josh Meyer, senior investigative reporter for Politico. Thank you.
My pleasure.